Dad. Right. It's fine. It's still counting down. Siep is Yarrick. Morton, we haven't got to Chickhaven. Stout seep. What was the word stout? How come I haven't got that in there? Was it stop? Oh, naughty. I didn't have that in my word list. Can't, it's not on my. Oh, yes, it is. Okay. Go back to it. It's got three eyes. Cat with three eyes. He must be running slightly late. Morgan is Seeper. Seeper Yarrick. Sippy or Seepy. Seepy is Yarrick. Don't think I got any messages. I will check.
Hello. Good
Oh, what a mocking.
morning. Good morning. How are you? Who is it?
Ik ben goed. Goed. And basic ik misschien. Maar ik heb leren. Ik heb leer in mijn Nederlands.
Okay, very good. Heel goed.
Ik als loop. Naar de Rivier, Luke de Rivier, Mondark, or was it Vondark Rivier? I'm never sure where to put the Mondark. Het was Mondark Zonig.
All right.
Neat so Isterin.
Oh yeah, goed.
En jij?
Met mij gaat het ook goed. Het is hier ook zonnig.
Wat zegt u?
Het is hier ook zonnig.
Also,
Also very good. It's also sunny here. Very good. Het is mooi weer. Dat is het eigenlijk.
I click, what for taking that in Ingalls? I collect, actually.
Actually, very good. Yes. Yeah. So that's it, actually. All right. Very good. Very good, Glenn. All right. Tell me, how did the when working on the Dutch learning, you said?
Yeah, pretty much everything that I know to do, I've been doing in preparation. I've been availing myself of that new website, by the way, in order to work out some het and d words.
Okay, very good.
I think I'm still having some difficulty, but not so much now with, well, maybe I am still not 100% with the vocabulary, but there's something else I'm noticing now that I'm not catching on to. I think it's something to do with the grammar. And I still find I'm still surprised when I read some sentences. I might know the words in the sentence. I might know the words in the sentence, but I don't understand. Well, I'll give you an example. And I think maybe this is something that's misleading me. It's that I've been using Google Translate on the odd thing. Now, not to do with the homework, but I think to myself, I will try and find out some more Dutch sentences. And so I go along to Google Translate and I put in what I think will translate most of how I expect and a few words that will tell me what they mean. But it comes across with a whole lot of different words. Even if I just change one thing, it can result in several other words in the sentence changing.
Do you have an example?
I did, yes. I'm not sure. If I go back to, let's say I put into Google Translate. I've got Google Translate here. You know, like I already know the words like kike and things like that. Yeah. So if I put in, I watched some YouTube videos. Let's see what it does for that. So now it's come up with some, you know, which I expect would be Psalms. Ik heb een aantal YouTube video bekeken. So it's completely done. It's completely. It hasn't completely. It has thrown me because of the way it's rewritten the sentence.
Yeah, so what it does is it comes up with a new way of saying it. It doesn't translate your words for you. It just translates the meaning into something that you can say. So I think we talked about this before. Like Google Translate isn't the most useful medium of like translation in that case, because that what it means is what it translated that to is I have watched a number of videos. YouTube videos is what it says. Antal means number of.
Okay. So.
Which is not at all what you asked it to do.
No. So it's done some unexpected things, and it has upended my expectations about how it would translate. So, yeah. So perhaps maybe not so good as a learning tool.
It's good as a communication tool. Like if you have to speak to someone who's Dutch, you can just put in sentences and take the output, and it'll take very nice sentences, make very nice sentences. However, as a learning tool, it is indeed not effective in that way.
Yeah. And the other limitation of Google Translate is that you don't know anything about the words. You don't know whether they're adjectives, adverbs, nouns. Half the time as well, so it doesn't annotate anything. So, right.
No, true. That's why we did that. That's why we, you know, focus on the way we do it in class, which is just to learn words naturally as they kind of come up. Because again, your problem is then not with necessarily the grammar. Your problem is with the fact that you just that it just doesn't do what you want it to or need it to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that is tricky. I get that. But yeah, so besides that, so besides practicing with Google Translate, have you done anything else? How did the rest of the teaching go, or the learning go?
And I've been through the vocab list regularly. And I've also, I have stayed away from Google Translate as far as the bulk of Yip and Yannick are concerned, but the odd word I might look up on Google Translate. So I'll just take a word here and there. And so I've made up another list of flashcards with just the next lesson, which is actually this lesson, meanings of words that I'm liable to get stumped on, so that it's not the words that I have to concentrate so much on. It's now I can think about other things in the sentence and about what am I thinking when I read it, and why is it surprising me?
I see. All right. And you made a list of that?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Then we can probably go through that. But you said you read the Yip and Yannick story, the next one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, maybe we can go through that first. Start with that.
Mm-hmm.
See how that went.
Yeah, my pronunciation is probably not quite 100% either.
That's all right. We're going to practice that as well. All right, let me pull it up. Let's see here. Here we go.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking at it on my tablet. So.
All right. Oh, fair enough. I'll stop sharing it. There we go. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think we'll start with you just reading it out loud, and then we'll go bit by bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead when you're ready.
So CP is Yarik. Now, I think it's CP.
Or is it CP, yeah.
CP is Yarik. Morkin is CP Yarik, exact yip. Tomorrow is CP's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Zekt Yannicka. Morton, we ha in Kaduchuk Haven. So, oh, yes, said Yannicka, we have to get her a present or gift.
Kind of. It, keep in mind, there is a question mark at the end of the sentence.
Oh, maybe we should go and get a gift for her, or...
Well, it is a question. Do we have to give her a gift?
Oh, okay. So it's the usual meaning of mutton. Okay, mm-hmm. Do we have to do that? Do we? Mutton, yeah. So mutton is have to. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Very good.
Yeah, zikt yipt. Ma wat mut ye an in pus haven. So yes, it's a, but what do you get a cat?
Yes, correct.
They vragen het an mudder. So they asked their mother, mudder, mm-hmm. What mutton we an sepi haven als zayarik is? Which is basically the same question. What should we or need we or get for a gift for CP?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the question is, what is the what?
Yeah, so what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do we have to give CP when it's her birthday?
Yeah. Ein visje zigmutter, which is the fish, a small fish. But mm-hmm. You said it's not necessarily little, but guess.
Mm-hmm.
You mag. Vistja voor haar kopen. You may a fish may go to the may buy her a fish.
Yes, very good.
And dal zal ik het koken. So and then I will cook it. Jip and Janneke gaan samen naar de viswinkel. So they go together to the shop. Het ruikt daar vies. And it smelled bad. Liggen.
It smelled like fish.
Oh, really?
You said vies.
Vies.
I didn't explain that well. You said vies, like you said fish. So you said it smells like fish, but it says it smells dirty.
Okay, or so I should have said
it smells bad. Yeah,
I'm not sure my pronunciation. Her up da vies.
Yes, vies? Very good. Vies.
Vies.
Vies. Very good. That's better.
Liggen kroot vissen. They saw a lot of big fish, or they saw fish lying on something.
Yes.
Incline, and also small, and vissen in a buck met ice. So in a bucket or container with ice. Ik lust geen vis, zegt Jip. I don't like fish, or I don't think fish is good, or something. Yeah.
Yes. So I don't like. So lust is an interesting word because you don't really have it in English. Is I don't. It means just I don't like fish. Like I don't eat fish. I don't like the taste. I don't like eating fish. Like lusten is to enjoy the taste of something. Enjoy eating something.
Okay. List. Oh, I'm actually recording, so I don't need to worry too much. I'll go back and get it the next time around. Ik ook niet zegt Janneke. That means neither I also zegt Janneke. Als ik jarig ben, like when it's my birthday, I don't want any gift fish.
Very good.
Clumsy translation, but yeah.
I wil ik geen vis cadeau. So yes. So I don't want to be gifted fish.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And
but you got the meaning, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Ik ook niet, yep, so neither here. And Dan Kopen, they incline to this. So they got the small fish, they bought a small fish. Now, this I got a bit confused with because of the last lesson. The Juffrouw do it head in a paper chair. Now, I thought the Juffrouw was the teacher from last lesson.
So it can mean both. It can mean both teacher, like female teacher, and woman. I will say this is quite, like Jip en Janneke is quite old. Yeah. It uses an older words here and there. Like you don't really use Juffrouw to describe women anymore. It's kind of like an old, very, very old-fashioned way to describe a woman. Now it's exclusively used for female teachers.
Oh, okay. But they still use it with children. Children still aware of it. Modern children are still aware of it, even Janneke.
I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
It's not that weird. It's just not common anymore.
Not that common. Okay. So the woman wraps it in paper, the fish in paper, papiertje. Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. So papiertje is like little paper. Yeah.
Yeah. So yep, don't hit voorzichtig in zijn marcher. Now, I think that means yep. Puts it carefully in his carry bag, in his supermarket bag or buying bag.
Basket.
En als ze thuis komen, as they come home, zeggen Jip en Janneke, they say, we hebben een vis gekocht voor siep, voor morgen, for siep, for tomorrow. We have in the
very good
fish. Good so, said Mudder. Where is it? In the kung, zegt Yip. Het ruikt Zovis. Vase. Vise. Vise. Vise? How did you tell me to pronounce that last time?
Vise.
Vise.
So it's the E and the E difference. So vise for filthy, for gross, and vis, E for fish.
Oh, so it's more of an F sound. F, f. Vise and vis.
Okay. Yes, very good.
Het ruikt zo vies. So it's in the corridor. She's another said, where is it? They said, in the corridor, said, yep, it smells so vies. Hull het me even, zek mudder. So hull and halen, I think I've got my vocab list, which I think it means go bring it or to bring.
Yeah, go retrieve it, bring it here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
Aven, I'm not quite sure what Aven means in that sentence because that was one of those funny words I had in my vocab.
Yeah, Aven means like for a moment or shortly or anything like that, or like go get it quickly. Or, go get it. Go retrieve it. Go retrieve it now.
Oh, okay. Then cut hit Harlan, so he went to get it. Ma als hij in de gang krank komt, ziet hij de pus hard weglopen, en ze heeft het visje in de bek.
Mm-hmm.
So, hard weglopen. We've had veg before to the road, and then to go away. And in this case, I did look up weglopen, and it means to run away.
Yes, very good.
Yeah. Mm. So a hard weglopen means to run away hard.
Yeah, quickly. So we talked about this last time. Hard can have a lot of different, like some different meanings. It's effectively like an amplifier for the word that comes after. So you can have hard as a description of like the substance, meaning like the rock is hard, like the material is hard. It can be hard as in sound, like it can be, the sound can be hard or loud in that case, or the speed can be hard, which means it is fast.
Mm. I remember it from, I don't know whether you remember this, but in the Busu lesson, they played a Albert Heijn advertisement, TV ad, and one of them was... them going away on a trip and they forget the bag. And she calls out Veel plezier as they go. And then she says, de tas, de tas. They forgot to take their bag with them. Mm-hmm. And as they're going along in the car, they have the music on and the children in the back says, can we have it up harder?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good, yeah. So yeah, it can mean a lot of things in the comic. Usually it's an amplifier of the word that comes after.
Yeah, yeah. So, we got up to and say, heft head, mister, in the back. Oh, roped, yep. Stout, seep. Now, those ones, roped, if I'm pronouncing it right, shouted, yep. Stout means naughty seep. Het was your cardo. What in Lelica Kazolga cat zek mudder? So this I didn't understand the phrase, but I looked up the words. What an ugly, greedy cat.
Yes, ugly or greedy, yes. Or in this case, maybe like the word gluttonous is maybe more appropriate. It's a funny word.
Yeah, Lelica, yeah. Because literally it's, you know, why is it ugly? But it's not ugly. So,
yeah, it's not literally ugly, like ugly as it's ugly as in like someone can have an ugly personality or an ugly, like, and not necessarily just Lelic can not just mean aesthetically. For example, if you ever get if you ever get hurt, like for example, I've ever hurt, like you can have an ugly bruise, which means like, ooh, that's a mean bruise. Like that's a See ya. That's gonna hurt, right? Like mm-hmm. that's a mean one to yeah. get. Like that's another way you can use Leilica.
Yeah, Leilica. Mm. Zik Muda, di it ha kaducha nu or op. That her present now all op means all gone or all op, I'm not sure. Now all, now.
Yeah, so op means, okay, in the context of eating, means finished.
Oh, no. Like that other word we use for klar or something.
Yeah, so it means finish. So it's op eten means you finish eating it. Finish, yeah, eating.
Oh, op eten. Oh, I see. The etar, I see. Etar katucha, nu ul op, finished. Yep. So it's op eten. Op eten. What Morton we see nu haven op ha viadak rakt Janica. So what was me now? Get her for her birthday. Needs me a Zik Mutter, no more.
Yeah.
It is her eigen scald. Now, I have had scald in my vocab.
Mm-hmm.
And in my vocab, it said guilty. But I think in this sense, it means fault.
Fault, yes, correct.
It is her own fault, yeah. Maar Jip and Janica gaan Siepa's manja, but Jip and Janica goes to Siepa's bag, the siren, to decorate it. Met bloemetjes, want zij vinden het zeilig als Siepa helemaal niet meer krijgt. Op haar verjaardag. Now that's going to be tricky, because they find the zeilig. Because they find. Oh. It's one word that I picked out and put on my list, but I cannot quite get it. The Vizarine meant decorate. Zalig, is it another with the. Must be something physical. Because you find that Zalig, all Seep and Halabal needs mere crite.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were picking flowers, but I'm not. I get confused here.
Yes, so maar Jip en Janneke gaan Siepie's mandje versieren met bloemetjes.
Mm.
What does that mean?
The siren, I thought, meant decorate.
Yeah, very good. Correct.
Met bloemetjes, little flowers. Or.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, with flowers. So there you go. So yeah. That's the so that's the context. We're gonna go decorate with flowers, right?
Mm.
And then want ze vinden het zielig als Siepie helemaal niets meer krijgt op haar verjaardag. How many words do you know in that sentence? Which words do you know?
Well, because they find something. Yeah, als is as. Or already, perhaps?
Or if?
If. CP, especially or particularly needs.
Correct.
It says a different word, meaning to not.
Correct.
Complete. Mere krite. To bring. More bring on her birthday? I don't know.
Yeah, so what does krijg mean?
To get or to bring, I think.
Yeah, to get, so nothing gets nothing on her birthday.
On her birthday.
So, So it's because they find it blank. If CP gets completely nothing on her birthday,
oh, or nothing at all. Find it. So is it more of a so it doesn't seem so bad somehow.
But well, so zielig, zielig means sad or pitiable.
Oh.
So
okay.
Because they find it sad if CP gets nothing at all on her birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's why they're doing the decoration of the flower stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise, she gets nothing at all. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Zell CP, dankbar, you know. Is dank, one of the words meant pathetic, and I can't remember it was dankbar.
That was zielig.
It was zielig.
The last sentence.
So CP and erg dankbar vor sein. It's another word that you can't break up to make out what it is. But I know the next sentence. Nay, because the nibbles and the blumches, they ate the blumches up. They ate the flowers. But dankbar, very erg is. Oh, it's gone out of sleep mode. Zell, CP, they're much.
So, dunk, do you know what dunk means? On its own?
No.
Do you know another word that has dunk in it?
Oh, dunk, dankjewel.
Very good. So what does it mean in that?
Thank you.
Very good. So it means thank in that.
So
this means dankbar means thankful or thankful. Grateful, more accurately.
Oh, yeah. Should CP... Oh, okay. They are very, very thankful for. Oh, yeah. Coming back to me now. For Zane to be. So CP can be very thankful for it or to be.
Again, it's a question.
Would CP be very thankful for that?
Yes. Yeah. Do you think CP will be grateful for it? Yeah. Exactly. Mm. Very good.
And then the answer is nay, because they nibbles on the blanches, blanches. So she nibbelt nibbles. She nibbelt nibbles on the blanches. On means on, according to the vocab list.
It does.
On the boonches, yeah.
She nibbles on the flowers.
Oh, okay. They ate the boonches up. She ate the boonches. Is that a verb?
Yeah, so what did we learn about up in relation to eating earlier?
Well, finished. She finished.
Very good.
Up eaten. Okay.
Yes.
Rapos, said Janneke. We ate now the visering op. So yes. She's finished eating the decorations.
So again, it's a question. So what does V mean?
I should know this. It's not what, it's not when. It's not
correct. Very good.
It's not when. Is it who?
Yes, it is.
Who ate her? Who ate the decorations up?
It's a rhetorical question she's asking. But she says, Rarapus. What does that mean?
I couldn't get that on Google Translate. Rara. I thought it just comes up as Rara on Google Translate.
Oh, no. Rara means weird.
Oh, like Ra. Oh.
Yes.
That's the association. Weird, odd, strange, peculiar.
Correct.
Weird puss, Zegjanica, the Aether, now devastering op. Vasering, Vasering, now
devastering.
Vasering op. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what Vasering means?
Well, it was decoration. It was the same word as it.
Very good. Yes. So weird cat, says Yannicka. And then it's a rhetorical question. It's who eats decorations?
Oh. Who eats decorations? Okay.
Yeah. So the weird cat bit and the who eats decorations, those two are connected, right? Like he sees them eating, sees them eating a decoration, and then it asks like who does that? You weird cat.
Oh, I see. And Dan, Zek Mudder, here hobben Yuli alibi. So here have you both in Stuck Gemmerbrook. Gemmerbrook, a piece of gingerbread. But again, Google Translate didn't know what Gemmerbrook was.
What did it say?
Oh, hang on, that was the other one. No, gingerbread, sorry. Translate did say gingerbread. It was the other site that you gave me that didn't know whether it was a het word or a d word.
I see.
It was all been called, whatever it's called. I can't remember. What's it called? Oh, velklenvord.nl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's because it's a compound word. So the Gemmerbrook is probably not an actual. I will say I don't think gingerbread is a perfect translation either. I think it's just kind of got the closest thing. It's more like ginger biscuit is probably more accurate. I don't think it's the same as gingerbread. But I'll work for this bit.
I see. Yeah. To ear von de Viaduct. Which I think is the end of that one. Which means to is one of those words that means in, at, or to, or something.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? Yeah, what does ear to mean? Their ear to fun.
The ear. Is it a word like. Is another one of those funny words like ear op, earin, earan?
No. This means something quite specific.
Is it just a conjugation of ear?
No. So ear means honor.
Oh.
So it's in honor of the birthday.
Yeah, the ear is in there. It's just not spelt that way. Okay, ears in the vocab. So to honor. Oh, I see. To honor the birthday of the birthday.
Very good. Well. Correct. All right. Very good. Look at that. Yeah. It's very useful. You get a lot of new words in here.
Yeah.
And see them in context. I think you did very well.
Oh, thank you. It was a bit of an effort.
I imagine it would be.
Even preparing for it, it's a bit of an effort. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
An effort hearing, but it's an effort trying to read it and trying to.
No,
read
I understand. Yeah. Well, if it wasn't, I wouldn't make you do it.
Yeah.
Right. It's like the gym. Yeah. You don't go to the gym to lift like very very light weights. Like that's not how you get better.
Yeah. Clopped. Yeah. Or. Yost or whatever the word is.
Mm-hmm. Clopped. Very good.
Mm. Okay. So the theory is that when I am searching my brain for the right word to say in a conversation, I'll be able to cast my mind back and say, what would Yip and Yannicka do in this situation? And I'll be able to pull the sentence out of my memory.
Quiet. Well, maybe it, if that works for you like that. Yeah, it's just constant exposure to language is the best way to learn. And this is an easy way to get language that is like level appropriate for you. That's essentially the thing. Because if I gave you like really difficult books, there would be no point because you wouldn't understand any of them. And they would be way too particular and way too kind of useless to you. However, if I give you this, which is appropriate for your language level, you actually remember it and I will actually be able to use it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's anything too abstract would definitely throw me. And this is not abstract. This is about specific things happening. So, yeah, and even that's... even that's a bit of a challenge.
Exactly. Well, that's fine. I think you're doing. I think you're doing very well with this. I think the. I think you know the progress is just. I think you're. You just have very high expectations of yourself. Well, progress isn't.
Yeah.
So fast.
Well, tell me then. How does it normally proceed with your other students? I mean, I suppose this is a range, of course.
It is a range. I would say you're definitely on the top end of them easily, and that is with not that many classes a week. Like the only people that are faster than you are like university students that are doing five lessons a week to pass their Inbergenings exam, and it's hard to beat university students because they know how to learn.
Yeah. And they got youth on their side.
Well, that's also, you know, they're young and their minds just came from like from high school where they have to cram for exams. So like, you know, their mind is like primed to remember this type of studying. So I would not feel bad about lagging behind them. And even then you don't go behind them very much. So yeah, the only people like you don't do that many classes a week, you do two classes a week. You know, you're not constantly studying Dutch, meaning that like you don't consider it to be your full-time job as some people that need to pass like their visa exam would. Which is like, that's a whole different beast. That is like those people are living, breathing Dutch because they literally like the fact that they can immigrate to the Netherlands like in 2 months is dependent on it. Like that's a very different sort of motivation.
I see. Yeah.
So, like, you know, like it's only those people that I would say outpace. If you want my honest opinion, the rest of them you're doing quite well. And I think it is because you're doing so much self study and because you consider the language a lot when you're studying it, which I really like about your way of approaching is that you actually, you know, you think about what things mean instead of just going, oh, this is what this means. Okay, I'll just remember that.
I see. Yeah,
it's a very flexible way to approach language.
Yeah, it's different if your motivation is to be able to partake of the culture when you go to the Netherlands, as opposed to I'm just going to cram for the exam.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that is very different. I would say it's a way better way of approaching it holistically. But I do still think maybe you might be expecting a little bit too much of yourself. In this sense, we're not expecting too much, but I can feel sometimes you get a little frustrated where you're like, well, why don't I still know this? When I would say you're ahead of schedule, based on the, you know, learning the language, especially when you consider you have no one really to practice your Dutch on in a like daily, like multiple times a day basis. The biggest things that helps is just the frequency to which you have access to someone who speaks Dutch. Like that is really the biggest like factor in will this person be able to learn quickly is how much access do they have to Dutch people essentially.
Okay, well I might see if I can find a Dutch community, if not in Blenheim, in one of the surrounding areas.
It would be. It's very helpful in that. Are there a lot of Dutch people in New Zealand? I don't know, actually.
Well, I suppose there'd be some in Foxton, where they have that Dutch molen.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know, obviously, like, New Zealand is very, like, is English influence.
Historically. But, yeah.
Yeah, historically, like, because it was, like, an English colony. But it started out as a Dutch colony, didn't it? Like, it was discovered by the Dutch.
Yes, it was. It was discovered by Abel Tasman, but I don't know that he ever set foot on the shore. And then I think it was Captain Cook.
Captain Cook is like that, yeah.
He landed, but I think it was Abel Tasman that first drew it on a map or something.
Yeah, I remember something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, it's named after Zeeland.
Zeeland anyway. Yes. Mm. Which is, that's why I always thought, there must have been, like, some sort of Dutch, you know, influence there. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, okay, but not that many Dutch people. We don't get many people from New Zealand in the Netherlands either. I feel like it's not a very popular.
It's a long way away.
Yeah, you get a lot of people from New Zealand in England.
Wow.
Yeah, everywhere. I don't know why, but
that's a surprise.
Yeah. How does New Zealand view other countries? Do they view the Netherlands positively, negatively? Do they not care?
You don't make the news a lot. The UK makes the news because of its the weird stuff that happens there, I suppose, and the fact that they're having so much political turmoil. America, of course, makes a lot of news. Australia is probably closer to us, so we get more Australian news. And we share news, so they'll actually have New Zealand stuff on their Australian news broadcast.
Interesting.
No, we're probably not here as we probably wouldn't hear as it would be about like hearing from Germany or Finland or somewhere. You know what I mean? It's not. It's not up there with Paris and the UK, I suppose.
No, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting. I always find it very interesting to know. So, how do you guys view like England and English people there? Because I think that's very interesting.
Well, I know somebody from the UK, and I talk to him regularly, and we both sort of follow the UK news. We see that they're in a lot of, you know, they've got a big housing crisis. They've got a lot of problems now. New Zealand's not out of the woods either, but we're sort of lagging behind them. So in terms of, you know, social backwardness, I suppose. And we do get people from the UK coming to New Zealand, and a lot of them say, well, we would like to live here.
Yeah.
because it's more calmer at the moment compared to their own country, which seems to be quite stressful for them.
It's just really expensive here.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the main, where everything kind of stems from, I think. Yeah, interesting, okay. So yeah, do you get a lot of like people immigrating from England to New Zealand?
No, I say, not that I know of. It used to be a lot of English people, but it's lately, I think, they people from UK, I mean, they probably, where do they go? They probably go to Spain or somewhere, wouldn't they?
Yeah, usually. Yeah, the good thing about New Zealand is, of course, that like it's a relatively easy country to immigrate to just because of, you know, same language and relatively close culture. When comparing it to a completely like foreign culture, that's probably why. Kind of similar weather as well. Like I feel like just on the opposite side,
more temperate. Like that. Yeah. More temperate than the UK, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always thought that the that New Zealand had really beautiful weather until I spoke to someone from New Zealand and he was like, no. it is very nice, but it's definitely not sunny all the time. Like I always thought it's like Australia, but no, not in that.
Not like Australia, no. Blenheim's supposed to have the most sun there. What is the most? Is it Veal Sonic?
Maced,
oh, of course, yeah.
Maced
Sonic. New Zealand, yeah. Or Von, New Zealand. No, hang on, that's not right. Ob is not Von. There's probably a lot of words that stand in for it.
So what word? What are you looking for?
Of. I'm just trying to work in my mind what word. I know you use, if you see the word of, I know it means or, but if you're looking for the word of and you want to use.
So in this context, it doesn't really make sense to directly translate. You would say probably meestersom in New Zealand. In New Zealand.
Oh, in New Zealand. Oh, yes, of course. Off is a bit slang. Yeah, it's a bit not slang. It's a bit lazy. Bit lazy grammar. Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. But yeah. So let's continue talking about your to see if we can make you more satisfied with your learnings, with your studies a little bit. So what we want to achieve, we want to make you a little bit happier with like the rate of progress you're making, because I feel like that's where you want to kind of get to, right?
I find this useful, and I think this will help. Even if I go over the actual story again, I'll look at the word, and seeing it in context will help me to remember what the word is. So the rest of the sentence, if you like, is acting like a little crutch to help me understand what that word means.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's what we're doing. We're still really working on that vocab, which is just a long process, right? Like it takes a long time to get vocab, repeat it a number of times, get it wrong a few times, because that's important too, to get things wrong. Like that's how you remember stuff.
Mm.
Our brains are really hardwired to remember mistakes that we made. Mm. Because that's a very useful thing in nature. But it's also a very useful way to learn languages. Make as many mistakes as possible, because then you'll remember them.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do, basically.
See, let's have a look at the next lesson. I'm not going to go through it. But so that's about two pages. It's about the same length as the last one. So I think one of these, a lesson, is probably about right, because it takes about 40 minutes or 45 minutes to get through one, roughly speaking, especially with my progress at the moment. I take the words and I put them into my flashcard thing and I keep on learning them. So I've even been going over the one about the teacher, the play school, the spelling, the school spelling. And going over the words that I had trouble with that one. So hopefully after I've done 9 or 10 of these, I can go back to the beginning and I could read them through from the beginning and pretty much understand what it is better than what I did when I first went through it.
Exactly. Yeah, no, very true.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's the goal.
But I suppose the question would be, I do think learning vocab off the 1000 list on its own, it has a role to play for sure, but there are words in that list that don't really lend themselves to rote learning that well. And those are the words like Uron, Uran, Urop, Urvan, Vordat, Vorout, whatever. Mm-hmm. Because you can't break the words down to make get the meaning out of it. So the only way I'm going to get the meaning of those words is once I start using them in sentences or reading them or reading them in a passage of text.
Mm-hmm.
If you see what I mean.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we're doing with the Yip and Yannicka then?
Yeah, yeah. No. That's good. That's good. But what I'm saying is I might pick up 80-90% of the words from the vocab list. I mean, it's still useful to go through the vocab list. I'm not saying that. But it will get to the point where I've only got maybe about 12 that I can't get because I've got all the rest. And those 12 are holding me, feel like they're holding me up. You know what I mean? Because they're so abstract and so hard to understand outside of a sentence.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. And I think that's fine. That's just, you know, going to be part of it. I wouldn't be too upset about not exactly knowing the meaning of those. We can always treat those separately and do like a separate lesson on them. But by that time, or, you know, sometimes it's just okay that you don't know all the words exactly. You know, like, but you still learned 950 other words, and I call that a win.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's, I'm not quite so rigid on them since I spoke to you last time. I have sort of lightened up on how accurate I have to know the word before I stop returning it to the pile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than being able to recite it.
Yeah.
Because some of them are actually just like a full sentence of definitions.
Sure, yeah. No, I find it very good. I think you're doing very well. If you wanted to improve faster, again, you want to start reading on your own. I think that's probably the best way, like that or speaking on your own. I think, yeah, so the studying can only take you so far, like the actual studying of words and grammar can only take you so far. You're going to have to somehow find a way to use it, which is you can either do by reading, listening, or speaking. Those are the three ways that you can kind of use it. Probably listening is probably a little difficult at the moment, so a little bit too far. So either you have to find someone to speak to, or you have to find something to read that is simple. Again, like the Yip and Yannicka, that's the only way you could.
Well, when I talked to my sister, that's just that she's been away for a week, we will be able to speak Dutch back and forth.
That would be very good.
I will run out of steam quite quickly and run out of things to say just because I haven't got the vocabulary.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a situation.
It's fair enough. Yeah, no, it is tricky. I do understand. But I think, I mean, again, this is only if you want to satisfy your own needs to increase your pace. Like, I think I'm very happy with your progress. I don't see anything wrong. I'm very happy going along at this pace, which I think is a pretty decent one. In my experience as a teacher,
the only thing that I can think of to do in class at this point, apart from the Yip and Yannicka, which I still think is valuable, it's maybe just to go through some of the vocab. But at this stage, I think there's quite a lot I can do on my own.
That's good. Yeah.
Before I get stuck on saying I don't know how to improve anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're doing good on that. If you want to, we can go over those vocab words that you find tricky, to just go over them and make sure that you know their exact meaning and their applications in context. We can definitely do that.
Yeah.
If you bring a list with the ones that you find the most confusing or the most difficult to really get a grasp on, we will just go over that next time or the time after that.
Yep. Now, in terms of Yip and Yannicka, I mean, you made some comment about it being a little bit using old-fashioned expressions. I mean, how dated is the language?
Not very. Just a word here and there.
Oh, so it's not like Middle English or Elizabethan.
No. Like, this is like, it's when did it come out? Like, I imagine it came out. Let's see. Uh, Yeah, like the 50s. And I think this one is even a little late. Yeah, so like it started as a newspaper strip in the 1950s.
Yeah.
And then like throughout the 60s and 70s it came out. So like call it like the 70s is probably a good, you know, thing. Yeah. Which is, again, like 50 years ago. But it's so like languages change in that context. And also like, you know, they're writing in kind of like a children's book fairy tale style, which also like, you know, also use a little bit different words. So no, it's definitely not outdated. It's just, I want to sometimes give you a little bit of context. Like, this is not literally how this would be said in Dutch. They would probably say something else.
Okay. Yep. Yep. Okay. No, that's good. That's good. So I could still use it and people won't think, I was talking in old Dutch.
No. It's not old Dutch. It's just old fashioned.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's so good. So
yeah, it's like if someone were to say like that is totally rad or like totally groovy, like they, you know, like that's, what is that, 80s, like that kind of language, you know, that's not old English. you know what I mean, like that's it's that type of, it's just outdated.
Just going out of fashion. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, there you go. So yeah, with that, you just keep chugging along with the Yip and Yannicke and the vocab. Next time, bring the vocab that you find very tricky, and we'll just put it in context and find some ways to deal with that.
All right, that sounds good. Yep.
Excellent. All right.
So next Tuesday. Well,
yes, next Tuesday as planned. I will see you then. Let me know if you have any questions before that.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
All right, Glenn. Good lesson today. Well done. Keep going, and I'll see you next time.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.